Thank you. السيد السفير ليوناردو بنشيني مندوب إيطاليا الدائم لدى مؤتمر نزع السلاح ورئيس.
Thank you, Ambassador of Italy, Mr. Leonardo Bencini, President of the CD. As we begin this new session, allow me to congratulate you on Italy's accession to the first presidency of the CD for 2025. Egypt would like to express its support to the presidency of the conference and to the efforts aiming to adopt a program of work which is comprehensive and balanced this year. We also would like to express our welcome to Mr. Bruce Turner, the U.S. ambassador who was here until this year, and we wish him all the best. We would like to align ourselves with the statement of the G21, the stalemate that has been afflicting the CD for over three decades, have undermined its credibility and its role as the sole negotiating body for disarmament treaties. And this is all the more the case when we see that on the international scene, the nuclear threat is being brandished about, which threatens non-nuclear states, and this should provide us with incentive to step up our efforts to ensure that we prevent further deterioration and that we uphold international peace and security. I would like to call on all states to work hard in order to ensure that the CD regains its principal role amongst the international disarmament mechanisms and to adopt a comprehensive and balanced program of work in line with the CD's negotiating mandate, according to the final document of the first special session on disarmament of the General Assembly in 1975-78. Egypt will spare no effort on its part to ensure that the CD can live up to its key mandate and to break the stalemate that has been prevalent for over a quarter of a century. Every year, at the beginning of every session, it is our custom to instill hope that we might reach a comprehensive and well-balanced program of work. However, and this has been the case for over 28 years, we have failed to come out of this paralysis. You certainly are aware of the fact that in order to come out of this stalemate, we must show political will and ensure that we do not politicize the work within the CD in order to resolve the tense security atmosphere in the work. We must avoid any undesirable polarization which would stake fears rather than the opposite. And this is why we would like us to highlight the procedural and thematic subjects that are crucial, that we address those. It is essential to build the capacity of the CD to work on past progress and to ensure that the subsidiary bodies can work properly in order for the CD to live up to its mandate. It is unthinkable to start over again and again. We should respect the preeminence of the CD as defined in the first SSOD of the General Assembly and as stipulated by the agenda. The issue of disarmament with all its aspects is the priority issue which should be under review at the conference. So we cannot advance any argument or any logical reasoning to reinterpret this and to state that this would not be necessary for the world. And moreover, the CD should also be able to adapt to technological progress in as it takes up the issue of disarmament, notably emerging technologies. The CD can address such topics, given its broad mandate. Fourthly, we should address the issue of the participation of observers with objectivity and allow for such participation. This would indeed enrich the work of the conference and therefore constitutes an important element. To conclude, we reiterate our support to the presidency of the CD in 2025 in order to move forward out of this impasse and to move towards positive, tangible outcomes in line with our negotiating mandate.